Ruto said recently,
he
said, I think a week ago, he said that a lot of people convinced him to have another person. But Rigiji is my age mate, which, okay, one is 66, another 65, 1966 and
1965. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's my age mate. And we are grooming young men to be even better than us when we...
We retire.
So in the 2027, Rigiji is going to be the running mate of Ruto.
But
according to Ruto's plan, is that when Ruto gets out, they get away with...
Watoke pamoja.
You saw the other day...
So which woman do you think anapatiwa? Interesting, you are Rigathi na Uhuru. Rigathi was Uhuru's PA from?
What happened, and I think this is the first time Kenyans will be hearing it, I think there was, there could be an arrangement between Jomo Kenyatta and Moi that Roero Shoke Mokaro. Meaning that I think he wanted somebody in the Kenyatta family to be the president in the future.
Yes.
Something like that. But you see, Uhuru is my age mate. Obama is my age mate. I was born in July. Obama, August, Uhuru in October. Kenyatta died when I was in Form 3. I did not even have an ID. Uhuru did not have an ID when the father was. So the only... person in the Kenyatta, there were two. The only two people in the Kenyatta family who were politicians was Peter Muigai Kenyatta and Margaret Kenyatta. Because Margaret even ended up being the mayor of Nairobi. So maybe Jomo was thinking about those two. But Margaret Kenyatta just left. So I most likely it was being referred to Peter Muigai Kenyatta. But you see, Peter Muigai Kenyatta died within months after Jomo died.
I didn't know that.
He died a few months after.
He was so, the firstborn son of
You see, among Kikuyus, Kenyatta had... among Kikuyus, if you give birth with... If you are the man, you have several women. Sorry. The eldest son of each woman would be called your father's name. So you find that the eldest son of Mama Wahu, Kenyatta's first wife was called Mama Wahu. Wahu, the neck top is working. Mama Wahu had two children. Peter Muigai, because he was named after the father to Jomo Kenyatta, Peter Muigai Kenyatta, and Margaret Wambui, the mayor. Then you find that Mama Ngina's eldest son was Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta. Muigai. So Uhuru's Kikuyu name is Muigai.
Uhuru is older than Muhoho.
Yeah, Uhuru is older. If you know the Kikuyu tradition, obviously Uhuru is the elder one. Because Uhuru is Muigai Jomo's father. And Muhoho is Mama Ngina's father.
Okay.
Yeah, so it goes with the Kikuyu tradition. Kikuyu viewers will agree with me. So
what happened to Margaret? Where is she?
Margaret, she must have died. She must have died. But she, I remember there's even one time I met her around 15 years ago, around that. So she became so simple that you could beat her out the street. And
she not inherit any of her father's wealth?
No, I don't think in the Kenyatta's family, they have land issues, inheritance, because we would have had it.
I think I'm very ignorant, because all along me have known Kenyatta had only one wife.
No, she...
Miskwana Jojo Mingine, so me have always known about Mama Ngina.
Kenyatta had four wives. Kenyatta had four wives. The first one...
There was a white woman, I remember.
There's a... The Edna Clark. The first one...
Was Basilikua London Uko, Britain. Yeah.
There's the first one was Wahu. Then Kenyatta went to London. I maneno ya Kikuyu Centralization. Is it Kikuyu Central? Then when he went to Kikuyu, with the Kikuyu set to associate setting, he left a wife with kids, two kids. Then married
a white woman.
They gave birth to a son called Peter Magana Kenyatta. So this one is Peter Muigai Kenyatta, this is Peter Magana. And this one, there are two versions. You know, Peter Kenyatta is related to Njoroge Mugai. And you know Njoroge Mugai, the name Magana is also there. But also there's another version where they say that Magana, the name comes because he was very far from home. Magana means hundreds.
Yes, yes.
So it's hundreds of
kilometers.
Kilometers from home. So that is that is the second wife. Then he married a daughter of Chief Koinange. He married the daughter of Chief Koinange. And when she was giving birth to Jade, she died. Then they looked for a girl, 15 years. If it is today, Kenyatta would be in jail. They looked for a girl from another chief, Chief Muhoho, to take care of this young girl, this young baby. And that is Mama Ngina.
Oh, she was taking, she came in as a house help.
Sasa, maybe the two. But so that is how she came.
She came in as a house help to help raise who?
Jane.
Jane,
yeah.
Jane was from the third wife.
Yeah, Nani, Koinange's daughter, while giving birth, you know, there are some women when they are giving birth, the child survives but the mother dies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that this child, she was brought up by Mama Ngina. She has always taken Mama, but she's a daughter too. And that is why Bio Koinange was very close
to Kenyatta. Okay, okay, because I think that's where I'd gotten things mixed up. So so Mama Ngina was helping raise the Koinanges. Bio Koinange is the father of, is it the grandfather or the father of Jeff?
No. Baba Mkubwa. Kiswahili we call it.
Oh, Baba Mkubwa. Okay, Mkubwa. Okay. So it's a brother
Jeff's
of
father. Died when Jeff Koinange's father died when Jeff Koinange was not even a teenager. Yeah.
Okay. So she came in as a house help.
Yeah.
Then Kenyatta would go visit huko anaona ka house help fulani. Yeah.
Kifua sio flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, and that's how she ended up. Okay, okay. So now with all this story, so Rigathi anaingiaje kwa hii mix? How does he end up being now Gachagua? How does he end up being the personal assistant?
There was an agreement between Uhuru, Kenyatta.
And Moi.
Moi.
Yes.
To Moi to hand over to Kenyatta's son.
Yes.
And you know, that time Kenyatta's son was who? Because we were, by the way, when I say we, because I'm 3 weeks older than Obama and three months older than Uhuru. So when Jomo Kenyatta died, we were 18. Uhuru was 18. Isn't it? And he was a bank teller. Yeah, ukienda kuchukua pesa kwa Kenya kwa he used to work in Kencom.
Yeah, nishaisikiaga hivyo.
Yeah, so but that was later. I think when the father died, he was still a student.
To keep an eye on his father's account.
Yeah. So when the father died, he was still schooling. So there was no way you could associate an 18 child with being the president.
Yeah.
And you see, there was a step brother who was already the MP for Juja. That is Peter Muigai Kenyatta. So what happened was, thinking then, and that is why I usually tell Kenyans that I tell you the history of Kenya. You don't use today's thinking of that time. Transport yourself to
that time.
That time. The thinking then. So the thinking then must have been that it would be given to Peter Muigai Kenyatta.
Yes.
But Peter Muigai Kenyatta died a few months after Jomo.
Oh.
So.
What killed him? Am I going to shock?
It was just a natural death.
Oh, okay.
And you see this, the advantage of we slim people. What we know, anything can happen anytime.
Oh, he was fat?
Yeah, very
fat. Okay, okay.
Very huge. And if you look at, you know Loi Tip Tip? If you look at Peter, if you look at Peter Muigai Kenyatta, and place, and I'm not trying to imply anything. Of course, even it cannot be implied because they didn't know each other. But coincidentally, purely coincidentally, If you look at Oloitiptip and you look at Peter, you could even think they are related, but just purely coincidence. So he died, and you see, if I promise you something, and God does his things, then he ordained, you know.
Yeah,
but when multi-party came, and Moi saw that there was no way of resisting, and the person who was a child
was now an adult.
There was a thinking that now he should be groomed. And you see, if you look at Uhuru personally, najua Uhuru, unless you are told, but the way Uhuru behaves and whatever, I think I formed two opinions of this age mate of mine. Uhuru must have admired Kazi Afande when he was young. If you look at him, the way he used to put on uniform, he must have admired Afande job. Another thing about Uhuru, you know, Uhuru, apart from his security issue, and security issue is there for him throughout, because even during the long time of Jomo Kenyatta's rule, still Uhuru could, even during Jomo Kenyatta's rule, Uhuru was a security threat, because he could not go to Mathare to for a glacier changa na kibira. He could not, because you see, he's the former president's son. But Uhuru used to drink 25 hours a day. And his favorite place was... and you see, Uhuru akiingia kwa kijiji and a mix na watu. And he would go to nini? He would go to Karioko and buy everybody meat. And buy everybody drinks, and he could drink and even be unable to drive himself home. Hapo kwa parking, he would sleep in the vehicle. So the barmaid, and people would wonder, uyo. You see, people had stayed for a long time with Moi, that they had even forgotten Jomo Kenyatta. They would just wonder, uyo nani ameingia hapa na akatununulia kila mtu vile.
Na kuna pesa hivi.
And then the barmaids, you see, we had a hepa na bill. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I've stayed for many decades without entering a bar. But they used to have this, neto nini? Ya kubeba the drinks.
Eh, is it trays?
Tray, yeah. Hakuna tray sasa na shika. Wanauliza, uye nani, amenunulia kila mtu na amelala. Na nasa tukimuitisha.
And then akiamusha
nasema, hiyo bili yote ni pesa ngapi? Anapeana. Then he just sleeps there at Karioko. Just sleeps there till morning.
And then why was he doing this job? Ya Kenya Commercial Bank? Because he did not need the job.
After I think, you see, we from sixes, we had a period before joining the university. So I think he worked there for a short time.
Oh, okay. It was not for long.
Something
okay.
I wanted to say, when Moi reached a place, na akaona the baby is now an adult,
yeah,
can make him, it was already, Uhuru was already a drunk and a vitu kama hizo. So that is when Rigiji was now. That is why you see Rigiji, when he was annoyed, he said, "Wewe Uhuru nilikupata kwa ba." So that is when he went to Karioko. He went to Karioko and found him. And since we are age mates, Nani is... is it 2 or 3 years younger than us? You see, Rigiji is slightly older than Ruto.
But younger than Uhuru.
Yeah. Ruto, I think, 65. No, Rigiji, yeah. Rigiji, I think, 65. Ruto, 66.
Ruto, by the way, is still 50, 56, Ruto.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. He was born in 1950.
Oh, 66. Oh, 66. The year, yeah. Okay.
So, Rigiji born... oh. Yeah. Oh, right now you can confuse between the years and
age. Yeah, and the age, yes, yeah.
Nani was born 65. Rigiji.
Yes.
Ruto 66.
Okay.
And Ruto 66, Nani 65, na Obama, Uhuru and me, 61.
Yes.
So they took an age mate of his, a younger brother, mpembeleze, nini, mtoe huko, mpeleke nini. And then from there...
So, Vila Limtokoba, how do you get a drunkard to stop being drunk all the time?
That is the 11th wonder of the world. Because I've also tried to convert inakuwa kibahati tu because
si ndio kibahati.
Some people have tried or failed. There are some people have even tried. I remember there's I can't remember the name of this Mukisi. He's working at Kenyatta and the wife is also working at Kenyatta. The wife came and said, can you, so we went to, there is a bar inaitwa Myers huko Kawangwa. I could go there. I went back and nikambia bibi yake nimeshindwa. Because the days we don't go to with him to the bar. Nakuja na knock mlango yangu. Mzee, bwana kuja leo tuende kwa bar. So maybe somebody, you try somebody, but it clicks. So when Rigiji tried, it clicked. And Rigiji alimpeleka pole pole. I think I'll also talk about Rigiji Molo killing or something.
Yeah.
So that is how he removed him.
And talking of people being close to each other and people who have money and ended up ending up being rich, kuna kuna this other infamous story that that's how Sonko got rich.
Yeah.
That's how Kabogo got rich. And it's because they were close to Mwau. Alafu story na kwaga Mwau was a cop, yes?
Yeah, Mwau taught me how to shoot.
Yeah.
He I remember very well. Mwau had this Savimbi ndevu.
Yeah, nakumbuka hiyo.
And I think he had permission to do that. I don't know whether it was medical or anything. And Mwau used to drive himself from Nairobi every morning to Kiganjo. He had a sports car, such things. So, but the three of them, I think they, it's possible that they may have used something stronger. They have traded in something stronger than Muguka. They must have traded in Super Muguka. Yeah. If you want me to tell you what Super Muguka is, if you know Kibukusu. Marase Ndoma Rubu Kuswana not.
Alafu, okay. Let me take this opportunity to say that those are not the views of Mwafrika or Rikonini. Wajua watu, kiniambia Mwau ni former cop. Sitaki kumesna,
Alafu he was my teacher. He taught me how to shoot.
So, fikiria, like both, because these two associated with him, Kabogo na Sonko, they both worked with him.
Yeah. And the three of them, Mwau, my teacher.
Yes.
We used to call him drill instructor. Not drill. Musketry instructor. Because the chief musketry was Chief Inspector Onyego. Mwau was an inspector. But when I was in Kiganjo, he was my musketry instructor. That was his title. The chief musketry was Onyego. But the three of them, Mwau, Kabogo, and I get an impression that they must have dealt with Super Muguka.
Okay. And Shaskiaga, the jokes that they were pharmacists. Okay.
If you want the meaning of Super Muguka, I'll tell you in Kibukusu.
We shall to appear. Okay, so it's interesting. So being that close to power can also end up meaning a lot of wealth. Because that will end up working like a super person wealthy.
Like Sonko, hii watu ya kupeana. You could tell him you have a problem at home needing 100,000 shillings in the morning. By 5 in the evening, he'll tell you, okay, you have a problem with 100,000, yeah, shika. And then at noon, he say, lakini ukunipa, seko kupate, he gives you another 100,000. And then you also tell him, I want to build a house. Unajua ni kikuchuka, I can be killed, nataka family. Get a lot.
Makonani. Alafu kunaongea juu ya Rigathi and Molo. Ini 92 ama? Molo was 92.
Rigathi has never worked in Molo. Rigathi is not associated with Molo clashes. Molo clashes cost me my job. And I can... something that cost you your job, you know.
Yeah, you know details, yes.
This is what happened. Molo. Rigathi... I'd be shocked if Rigathi knows where Molo is. What happened was when tribal clashes started in 1992, I was the provincial intelligence officer in charge of criminal activities and intertribal tension. Me himself, omwana wa Papa Lando. Now when it reached that stage, Moi ordered that anybody, if two tribes were differing, any person in the district security committee belonging to either of the two tribes should not work there.
Okay.
There is this lady, I'll talk about her, Maldita Waso, Sakwa or Waswa. She was, until the other day, the director of NIS. She was working at the DC's place. She's the one who used to issue out permits. In those days when you have a wedding or anything, you have to get a permit. We were with her there. And that is why some lawyers complain, hey, Ruto amekuwa president na kesho yake anafuta mluya. I estimated her age because women don't discuss their age. So I estimated and knew that she had just reached her retirement age. That time, all Kikuyu people in security, and security I say police, prison, AP,
soldiers,
BOs, apart from the military, because military, there was Lanet, there was Gilgil. Anybody who was in the security setup, who was a Kikuyu in Nakuru, was transferred. That time, Rigathi Gachagua was working in Huisero, Kakamega, Huisero. And Rigathi Gachagua did not work for long. We had deals who were personal assistant to some people. So when he worked there, and that is why, I don't know whether I'm supposed to say it on, she was given a good job. She's the MD for National Pyrethrum. Getting, I think her salary. Sakwa. She was a senior DO. And Dani. These are the people who, Makurutu akitoka college wanaofundisha kazi. That is why she was, if you look at the way she was greeting Gachagua, so Gachagua must be connected with her retire. She reached the top of NYS, and then she was taken to Kenya Pyrethrum, where pesas are NYS now kind of come kidogo compared to there. So Gachagua worked in Western. Gachagua never worked in Nakuru. And just to prove that the Kikuyus were chased from security. The only Kikuyu who was called Mr. Who, there was an SSP, Mugweru. Mugweru was the only SSP in Nakuru. And his wife was a chief inspector. Chief Inspector Mugweru, the lady, the husband, chief senior superintendent, who was working with the NIS. Otherwise, in Nakuru, there was no senior person from the rank of chief inspector who was a Kikuyu. And what about Kalenjins? Kalenjins, the OCPD was Mr. Sang, Francis Sang, who was he later became the head of CID. Francis Sang was the head of CID. The head of special branch was Frederick. We used to call him Frederick de Klerk, but he was Frederick Kibet Rono. Frederick Kibet Rono was his judge of intelligence. The district commissioner was Ismail Chelanga. The only person who was senior was a person from Moyale. There was somebody who was from Moyale, Borana or something, who was in charge of CID. But OCPD was Mr. Sang, Kalenjin. The head of special branch was Frederick Kibet Rono. The DC was Chelanga. The DC was Chelanga. So the whole security setup in Nakuru County were Kalenjin, except the CID man. So if Rigathi Gachagua would have been in Molo, we would have remembered him very well, because it was hako ni kale Kamkikuyu Kalibaki. But you see, the Kamkikuyu Kalibaki, there was Mr. Nini Mugweru. We have somebody in a company when he's alone in the office, he runs the office completely. But when he's the only one absent, the office is grumpy.
Yeah.
So Mugweru could hold the whole desk, the headquarters, single-handedly. And that is why he, and his wife was a chief inspector in general duties. You call it regular, but it is called general duty.
Oh, okay, okay.
That is
so when Rigathi was used to get Uhuru kutoka kwa ba, alikuwa ametolewa Western. So he went from Western?
Yeah, from Kwiseru.
Yeah.
Rigathi Gachagua has very, very little experience in the field. I don't know about today, but those days, a minister used to be given a DO to be his personal assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who you are, anaitwa nani? Natembea. When Natembea was a DO, he was the personal assistant to Michuki.
Oh.
So you find that when Michuki ali promote, he went to to Murang'a as the DC. And you see, being in Murang'a as the DC, and you see the minister for office of the president is Michuki. Then you see how Natembea rose up very fast because of that. Yeah. Oh. So a good example is Natembea was the PA to Michuki. Nani Rigiji was a PA, but Rigiji was taken purposely. If Uhuru would not have been a drunkard, he was specifically, if I would be shocked if Rigathi can tell you of four divisions where he worked as a substantive DO. You see, they used to have some stations where a cadet DO would work under. So you're not working there. But when substantive divisions, I would be shocked if he stayed for more than five.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, that's
so he went there. And you see, when you start swimming with cash, you swim with cash. Unaona kazi ya DO ni mshahara kidogo. I think.
Okay. And then kuna one of the also interesting things you normally talk about, the like the map of Nairobi and how things have changed. So majuzi on your channel you did about Kenyatta Market.
Yeah.
But kuna kitu ingine pia uliniambia juu yake ya South B and South C, and I found it to be super interesting because I've never known that this is classified as Nairobi South. So this South il toka from, like, this is supposed to be Nairobi South.
You know, I've also talked about, I think I'm the only one who has talked about Wagala massacre, you know, this time.
Yeah,
I was coming here, I was in a matatu with a certain young boy, Degodia. And when I went to pay my fare, he paid it. Because he was shocked. He has been seeing me on Google about it.
Yeah.
Are you the one or you look like him? Then we talked. when Wilson Airport was constructed, it was very much out of Nairobi. That was the civilian airport.
Yeah.
And Wilson, by the way, Wilson Airport, initially, it used to be in Meteorological Department.
Oh.
Up on Dagoretti corner. But then they felt that they should bring it here. And the MD, we used to call it Kenya Airport Authority, is still there. The then person equivalent to that was called Wilson. That's why it was brought here. Mzungu called Wilson. So it was brought here.
Okay.
And I think he had even his own planes.
So
Nairobi was so small that this area was south of Nairobi. And Nairobi West was west of Nairobi. It was west of Nairobi. So Nairobi was so small. But then it has so expanded to Uthiru. Such that Nairobi West is more of east. And then Nairobi South was this side. But then the highway cut it into two.
Yeah.
So to differentiate one from the other, I don't know why they did not say Nairobi South A and South B. But it cut the Nairobi South.
Oh, okay.
Initially, this was the southern side of the capital.
Of the city.
Yeah. And then when it was cut into two, then they decided to differentiate the two. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's kunazile mtu usikia unashtuka sana. Alafu pia imeni remind, I think there's a question that I skipped, eh?
Mm.
But there's something that you told me, and this goes back to when we were talking about the Gandhis, eh?
Yeah.
And how they were killed.
Mm.
So you say that our nini guard of honor, all those guns are empty. They never have bullets.
Pardon?
Kwa guard of honor. Yeah.
In guard of honor.
Mm. When the president is walking through, akunaga bullets kwa hizo guns?
Let me put it this way.
Mm.
And I think that incident also had a problem in Nyayo Stadium.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you remember, there's a time when Raila was entering Nyayo Stadium and Uhuru security man handled Raila's security.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah.
So in VIP protection, everybody's a VIP. Hata huyu mtoto wa Lando is a VIP. Now, when two VIPs meet, me and you, my security team are only supposed to stay at the gate. Your security now takes over everything.
Yes.
Until the time when we are partying, then I go back to my security. That is worldwide.
Yeah.
And when Ruto went recently to USA, he went with his security.
Mm.
But when they arrived at Washington, the Secret Service of the US took over.
Yeah.
Okay. By bad luck, at Obama when he came, still he took over. It's not like, okay.
Because the US, that one's different. Yeah. Here too, they look at it as child's play.
Yeah. So, when you go to the airport, when you go to, no, not airport, any function, the most senior person, his security takes over. These other ones become, they're even supposed to keep away their guns. They're supposed to stay aside. So that once you depart with that people, you do that. So anybody else, anybody else, apart from the presidential security, nobody else is supposed to have a
firearm.
Yeah. But you see presidential security like in Kenya, we have presidential security and then we have the rec company. So the rec company, you'll see them walking around with guns. So they are also part of the security. But any person, if Rigiji has his security, reaches there, maybe he's only given the officer in charge overall, akuje na bunduki, but anybody else is unarmed. So, and then when you are doing the parade, it is assumed those are disciplined forces.
Yes.
But two things happened. The first one happened in Cairo when Anwar Sadat was shot. And then the second time, when Rajiv Gandhi was hit, when he had gone on official visit to...
So Rajiv Gandhi was hit with a gun like this because the gun was empty.
The gun had no firearm.
Yeah.
What happened is before you go there, they check and make sure. But then the type of a gun that Rajiv Gandhi was hit with is that type of a gun that... I think KWS are the ones who use it. Tunaita mwiko. It is so powerful that it can kill an elephant. If you go there with your AK-47, utapiga elephant and akufata. Or even these. So these ones which are, lakini nakutandika sana. So those ones are the ones, they place it, they call it slope. Inaka kama number four. So ikika kama number four, he just turned it and hit him. So those, from that time, worldwide. We consulted and it was that. That is why, if you look at our president, when he's doing there is a...
Guard of honor, the security following.
There are two or three people with the nini, with suits, who have to go with them. Because even these askaris, what happened in Egypt and what happened in Sri Lanka.
Can happen.
Yeah.
Okay, hiyo ni interesting sana. Alafu pia tuko tunaongea juu the way politicians fight, eh? And like right now, what do you think? This whole Rigathi Ruto thing, do you think it's real?
Let us assume that there is Ruto and Rigathi issue. But I don't think it is that way. Because if you look at the way things are happening, one, Rigathi was sent to neutralize Uhuru and Raila.
Mm, mm.
Raila has gone to Addis Ababa.
Mm.
Or is on his way. Okay.
Yeah.
He's as good. Let me tell you.
Mm. Unafikiri anapata hiki tu? I don't think he's getting it.
He inaitwa nini? Multibet.
AU chairman. I feel like he's not going to get it.
He's going to get it.
Mm,
he's
mm.
going to get it.
Mm.
That, yani, the only thing that can stop Raila from getting the AU chairman
mm.
are two things.
Mm.
Let me start with the minor one.
Mm.
If Raila becomes medically unfit to take it.
Yes.
And two, act of God
mm.
if he dies.
Yeah.
But if that day reaches,
mm.
okay, I'm mm. not supposed to talk on it on air.
Mm.
I'll flash you. The day he'll be sworn in, mm. I'll flash you. And jichunge bwana. Hata kama ni kuboro, mm. I need something in my M-Pesa.
Sawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. It's munisikizie. I'll send you the no, I'll not send the message because mtasema umetumiwa 10,000. Okay, he's going to get it from me.
Mm.
He's going to get it. There are only two things that can stop Raila from getting it.
Mm.
The first thing that can stop Raila from getting it is ugonjwa.
Mm.
And two, joining Jaramogi.
Yes.
If he'll be safe and fine that day,
mm.
he'll take it.
Your election's going next year, ma?
February next year. But they'll start campaigning in August next month.
Mm.
So the actual campaign will start next month.
And the government, of course, really wants him to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Because, asisumbu ya pa.
Yeah,
asisumbu. Sasa, what was I saying before we say, I talked of Raila nini?
Mm. Mm. At what nongea jia
was Rigiji na nani?
Yeah. Now
politician always are fighting.
Mm.
Politicians are always fighting. Tukianza na pre-independence, Field Marshal Dedan Kimathi and General Mathenge were fighting the Mzungu.
Mm.
But when the Mzungu alipoa, they fought against each other.
Mm.
Fast forward to 2002.
Mm.
KANU was annihilated.
Mm.
Ikaisha kabisa.
Mm.
So you vita ikatokezea within the ruling party, MOU and whatever.
Mm.
They were together, but then they saw the enemy when they turned against each other.
Mm.
And even UDA, now seeing Uhuru is quiet, and seeing
Raila
is going to nini?
AU.
Mm. Now they'll turn against each other. Assuming that Nani has 40%. Rigiji and Ruto has 60%.
Mm.
Rigiji akitoka, even within that 70, watakuwa 100%. That is their work.
Mm.
So, and if you have to look at it, listen to Ruto.
Mm.
Ruto said he will talk. It was International Women's Day.
Mm.
He said he will talk to Rigiji so that the next time. I think the viewers should replay that. I'll talk to Rigiji so that the next election, there is a woman running mate.
Ooh.
I think I had it properly. Nina macho ine, lakini pia nina masikio ine. So he said that. And then from there, take it from me.
Mm.
Okay, from there, the next thing Ruto said recently, he said, I think a week ago, he said that a lot of people convinced him to have another person.
Mm.
But Rigiji is my age mate.
Mm.
Which, okay, one is 66, another 65. 1966 and
1965. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's my age mate. And we are grooming young men to be even better than us when we
retire.
Mm. So in the 2027, Rigiji is going to be the running mate of Ruto. But according to Ruto's plan, is that when Ruto gets out, they get away with?
Mm, watoke pamoja.
You saw the other day.
So which woman do you think anapatiwa?
Meanwhile, for the time being, it seems to be Nani. It seems to be Minji Minji.
Mm.
But you see, ukikuja mbio sana, do you know Nani would have been a police commissioner? Uya likufa juzi, Kingori.
Mm.
But you see, kijulikana, Kibaki was grooming. People finish you.
Mm,
so Minji Minji akikuja sana, she'll be finished because It's like wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Kitu inaitwa nini? Royal Rumble.
Mm.
Okay, if you're very comfortable with me, nakutoa kwa ring. So it's something.
But some of kriya political, like impeach her. Afu, kwa toju minji you mean Waigoro?
2027, yeah, 2027, Nani is going to be the running mate.
Rigathi still there.
Because making a mistake of it. That is why even Uhuru, Jomo Kenyatta, Daniel Arap Moi told Mama Ngina.
Mm.
Mama Ngina wanted Nani Ruto out.
Mm.
But Moi told her, wacha tuwe na nani na wote wawili.
Mm.
Then after they are sworn in, we have make life so hard for Ruto. Then Ruto resigns.
This is in 2013, ama after wanze kuko sana?
This is the problem where it started.
Na uliza hii plan ya Mama Ngina, was it before wakosane? Because remember they used to be friends, they'd wear matching shirts.
Uhuru has awajawai kosana na?
Ruto.
Ruto.
Mm.
I don't know whether, I think it was, okay, a person like me, in my 60s, if I have a child, who is... If I have a child who is a teenager now, you see, the child would treat me as a grandparent.
Yes.
And especially if I marry a girl who is 30 years, isn't it?
Mm.
So that is what happened to Uhuru.
Mm.
But Jomo Kenyatta was just like a grandfather to him.
Mm.
So such people, such men are influenced by their mother.
Mm.
And Nani, what is his name? Mama Ngina. Mama Ngina, instead of saying what is her name, Mama Ngina went to see Moi.
Yes.
And just said, you see how she started counting these people from Jaramogi up to this time.
Mm.
But you see the way Ruto talks in the public.
Mm.
He used to say, Serekali yako ile tuliunda mina we.
Mm.
And you see how Rigiji says, hii selekari ya Ruto ambayo ninamsaidia ku.
Oh, yeah.
So, I, and even leave alone talking.
Mm.
The first Uhuru presidency was under all purposes.
Mm.
Ruto was a co-president.
Mm.
It's only two ways that Ruto was not called the president.
Mm.
You see, commander-in-chief you cannot share.
Mm.
You cannot share commander-in-chief. And also, the presidential standard. Uhuru could not have a presidential standard. Ruto could not have a presidential. Mm. But in everything else, he was a co-president.
Yeah.
Not even a co-president. He was Uhuru was behaving more like a ceremonial president.
Mm.
And Ruto was performing like as an executive prime minister.
Mm.
This did not please Mama Ngina. Mama Ngina went to see Nani. Mama Ngina went to see Moi.
Mm.
And at the started counting. Unaona Nani? Unaona Jaramogi?
Mm.
Unaona Joseph who?
Mm.
This Maasai.
Saitori?
No. There was somebody there. Uyu mtu alikuwa na archives.
Mm.
Murumbi.
Mm.
Murumbi. Murumbi was the second vice president.
Murumbi was a Maasai?
Yeah. The mother was a Maasai.
Mm.
The father was a German. But he was brought up among the Maasai.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Sasa, no, but the father was a Goan. John Kidd ndio Mujamani. So Murumbi, from you, Kibaki, from I count all these people. Have you ever seen a deputy president saying, ni serikali tuliounda naye? So Moi akaambia Moi, tuondoe lakini tuweke kale njina hapo. Moi said no. Ukiondoa ye. So the way Moi said if Nani, if Uhuru was to go back with another running mate apart from Ruto, angeanguka. Now if Ruto goes back with another election without Nani as a running, unless Rigiji convince people that nimefika pali nataka. But if there is any slight suspicion that amekuwa pulled out, so there is no way Rigiji can. Only reason that can stop Raila from taking over is that the same reasons that can stop Rigiji from being a running mate. But if you listen to what Nani is saying, if you listen to what Rigiji is saying, if you listen to what Rigiji is saying, not Rigiji, Ruto. If you listen to what Ruto is saying, is that sisi tunatengeneza serikali ndio to hand over kwa vijana kidogo, msiwe na haraka.
Yeah.
And then again he goes and says, I want to convince Rigiji akubali running mate akwe.
Wanamke.
Yeah. Let me tell you, and that is, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? There was a meeting where Babu Owino was with Ishungwa somewhere. That is the age that is going to take over.
Okay, that's interesting. That is
the age that is going to take over, the sixth president.
Mm.
If you are born in the, if you are born on December December 30th in
1969,
but if you are born in January
1st, 1970,
kuja mpaka
saizi. Oh, okay. Because Batisia mwenye aliingia akiwa 55, eh?
Yeah.
So I thought ukisema he wants a younger person, it would mean someone in their 40s.
But then he said,
because by then, that time, those people will be 50s.
He has told these young people, kina Ishungwa, kina Ndindi Nyoro, that I was given a lot of people to be running, but I chose him. Because me and him, we are trying to groom up young men, young people. We are trying to groom up young people who would even be better than us.
Yeah,
that is the exact word he said.
Also, this is why, according to you, they're aggressive with him. It's because they feel like Ruto atawachia as younger men.
Yeah, that is why Ruto is telling them. There's a Kikuyu song. It says, Kahora mwalimu newo kamono. Slow down, teacher. You have become too much. Ruto is trying to tell these young people, just take your time. I'll get when I go out, he's not taking over. It is you who is taking over.
Oh, so atendelea kutandika nani. Alafu pia, you keep mentioning Dedan Kimathi na nani, General Mathenge. So yeah. This General Mathenge, this is the one that we went to look for. Tukakuja na Ethiopia hapa Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? He was brought by a journalist called Joseph Karimi. Joseph Karimi, I don't know whether he's still alive. But Joseph Karimi, he'll go into history as somebody who, he'll go down in history as somebody a journalist who messed up. You know, this kitabu aliandika na Philip Ochieng. Jomo Kenyatta succession. This is something that they cooked in a room. And then he goes to Ethiopia, looks for somebody who slightly resembles Mathenge. That Ayan, even from the airport, he used to
looked
tell
Ethiopian.
People.
Looked Ethiopian.
Yeah, he used to tell people from the airport. When they were asking him, are you
General Mathenge?
Are you General Mathenge? He said, no. General Mathenge's mother and my father are brothers and sister.
Oh, so General Mathenge had Ethiopian ties.
No.
This
Ethiopia was just talking what we was talking. Yeah, but...
Okay.
You know, Mau Mau, when they crossed the road, because those days tarmacked roads were very few. So whenever he would cross a road, because it was sandy, they would go rivers so that when truckers come, they see that the shoes went this way. So when General Mathenge said, I'm going to Ethiopia, maybe he even went to Zambia. But when he left, he was saying that things are very bad. That the earth will leave itself and we will be swallowed. So me, I'm going to Ethiopia. And he may have even gone up to Nyahururu, then turned back and went to Tanzania or Zambia. But when he left, we knew he was going to Ethiopia. So people went to
Maybe you explain to us, General Mathenge, like who was he? Because me nilikuja kusikia juu yake now when we went looking for him in Ethiopia. But who was he originally? Like,
if you look at,
why was he important?
If you look at these former issues, we used to have a guerrilla movement that had political wing, like NRA, NRA Museveni, Museveni was the in charge of army. He was the NRA vice, he was the NRA commander, but the NRM vice chairman.
Yes.
The chairman was Professor Yusuf Lule. The chairman was Yusuf Lule. And again, there was the chairman of Iyanani Kagame. Kagame was in charge of the military wing. So you find that those days, any guerrilla movement had the political wing. And so Nani
Madenge
was in charge of political wing.
Okay.
And Nani was in charge
Dedan.
Of Dedan was the military wing.
Oh, okay. And they used to be friends? They were tight, ama they were just working?
Okay, this is what I said. Politicians, you reach somewhere, you turn again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say something that has never been said. When things got hot, General Madenge ran away, Kimathi decided to give himself up. Then he came, let me use the names of today, although I'll use the names of those days. He came out of the forest and met two police officers. One was an AP and the other one was a national police reservist.
So this is when he's surrendering?
He surrendered, but they shot him even when he had surrendered. He told them,
Kimathi,
Washuri, and I've come to surrender. Then they shot him.
Shot him where? Which part did they get?
I think the legs, but I'm not so sure, but I'll have to check. So they shot him.
Was there a reward? Why were they shooting him?
My to God. Get the reward.
There was a reward, eh?
Yeah. So when they shot him, he was taken, and something wrong was done, because such a person, I think he was shot on the leg. He's somebody who cannot run, who cannot walk, but then they still handcuffed him. And then if you look at the pictures, they work. Hii mambo ya polisi kukuwekea bangi hii kwanza jana. You can see there was the leopard skin, whatever. So initially they wanted to... But do you know something? Don't be shocked. When he was taken to police station in Nyeri, there was a crime branch records officer who typed that file. That was land of my father.
Yeah.
But the Kimathi family knows that. Alamin Kimathi knows that. Jeff Koinange of JKL knows. But unfortunately, Mama Mukami died. And my father also died.
Okay, Alamin Kimathi is...
related to Dedan Kimathi.
Dedan Kimathi.
Immediate family member. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how close they are. But it is so close.
Like his nephew or something.
Nephew, yeah. Such that if you shout, if you are dead, okay. Dedan Kimathi, I think, was given land in Nyahururu or something. But I'm talking of the ancestral home.
Yeah.
If you are in one home, if you are in a Lamin's home, and you shout, if you are in Field Marshal's home, you'll hear the
passage. Okay. Yeah. And why did you say Jeff Koinange? How is he related to all this?
No. Jeff Koinange, there was a time Alamin Kimathi was on JKL.
JKL
asked him, do you know that Khwatenge's father typed, it was the time, you remember there was a time when Kimathi's file came from London, and it is at the National Archives. So it is during that time that it was known that my father is the one who typed it, and around that time, Alamin Kimathi appeared on JK Wednesday JK Live, and he told him they were talking, and then he said, "Do you know that the file that your relative's file has been brought back?" Said, "Yes, I know." And do you know that Khwatenge's father is the one who typed?" Alamin said, "Yes, I know."
Oh, and how did your father learn how to type? Because those days, learning how to type was special.
My father was educated in Uganda. And there are these things, I think if you are a lawyer, you'll understand. There are two things called a hupo fukumba and a mafira. So you find that a kid is is hidden.
Mm.
So that, okay, to a non-Luhya, there is this thing called evil eye. Mm. Some women are believed to have an evil eye that they can cast spell. So my father was smuggled and taken to Uganda.
Mm.
And when he studied, during the holidays, he could not come back. So he studied typing.
Mm.
And he was so good in typing that he was taken from Nanyuki to Nyeri, specifically to type that.
Oh, okay. So that was to protect him from the bad eye. Your dad, originally as a kid. Yeah, my father
grew up in Uganda because it is a bit hard for non-Luhya to understand.
Mm.
But Luhyas, we have this belief that there are some women with bad eyes who can cause you either one sickness called Ofukumba or Amafira.
Mm.
They just look at a kid that way and then the kid becomes sick.
And then the kid can die.
So my grandmother had to hide my father out in Uganda. Mm. That is how he grew up. And when they closed school, he was told, don't come. Mm. He would go to a place and start studying.
Mm. Typing.
Typing. And you know those years, my father, primaries. Well, nowadays we call them dropout, but those days when you have completed primary, you'd be taken to be very educated.
Mm. This also reminds me, I think there's something you'd mentioned. You'd mentioned that typing is also what God made him become a cop.
Yeah,
like he nearly missed out.
Yeah. Mm. I would tell anybody who goes to the police or even the military, When they are weeding people out, just don't go home. Stick around.
Mm.
So I know of two examples.
Mm.
One example is my father.
Mm.
My father was not accepted. Then when he was not accepted, he hanged around. If he would have gone back home, maybe he would not be born because he would not have gone to Jerry. But he hanged around and then he saw the European inspector with a typewriter.
Mm.
And you see him having learned school in Uganda. Uganda, they talked English, not Swahili.
Mm.
So he talked to the Mzungu in English, said, I know how to use that portable typewriter. The Mzungu was shocked.
Mm.
He said, can you type? And he was typing while looking aside. He's looking at the draft. And the Mzungu was shocked.
Mm.
And that is how he was employed. I also had somebody... I know a few cases of police officers. If you are going for police recruitment or military or whatever, and they weed you first, just don't go. Hang around. Never know what happens. I know people will say, "Uli baki ukapeana kitu," but there are occasions where you hang around and you are lucky.
Yeah. Okay, and you can be lucky. Also, another thing I've heard you mention is Nairobi City was not supposed to be the capital of Kenya.
Yeah.
Originally. So, capital was supposed to be?
No, the capital of Nairobi, no, of Kenya.
Kenya, yes.
Was Mombasa. That was the first capital.
Mm.
The second capital for a short time was Machakos.
Mm.
Machakos was a capital.
Mm.
And then they wanted to take the capital to Limuru.
Mm.
But the Wazungus insisted that the capital be taken to Nairobi.
Mm.
And Nairobi was a swamp. You could just walk in a swamp.
Mm.
Shamba ya Nduma.
Mm.
Although Masais didn't know about Nduma.
Mm.
That is why blue gum were brought to Kenya.
Mm.
Because the Mzungu decided it is Nairobi and they had to bring blue gums.
Mm.
Those original blue gums are still in Chiromo area.
That. Why does blue gum does what?
Blue gum takes a lot of water.
Oh, okay.
So they felt that if they placed there a lot of blue gum, it will soften the and then they can build,
Oh, so you know, Manisha, that's you and your advice here kwa Sakaja. Na mambo ya floods.
Yeah, yeah.
At after a blue
gum. Just hang around, you never know.
Mm. So now there is. So is this the reason why Mombasa is called 001?
No.
004.
No, what they did, Mombasa. You know, we came up with four provinces. First of all, we had, I don't know, six. Districts, we had six districts.
Kenya?
Yeah.
The whole of Kenya was six districts. Mm. Okay.
Because from Kitale, all the way to Tanzania, used to call Einyanza district. Einyanza. Meaning the lake in Kiluya.
Oh.
Then we had Naivasha district. We had Northern Frontier district.
Mm.
But that Northern NFD is the one which stuck for a long time.
Mm. That's then, now Kina Garissa, Mandera.
Yeah. Then later... we became provinces.
Mm.
When we became provinces,
became Northeastern Province.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. But when the county started, 001 started in the new constitution, the Ugatuzi constitution.
Mm.
The country was divided into 47 counties.
Mm.
Now they had to start somewhere.
Oh, okay.
If they would have asked me, I would have said that they should have started with Bungoma because of my home area. So they started from there, going this way. Mm. When they went this way, they reached Nairobi, they jumped.
Mm.
Then went that way. Mm. I think if you go to Nyanza, that is when you get 40, 41, 42.
Yeah, kina Kisumu, I think ni 32. Ni 42 ama? Kisumu ni? Okay, let me check. Mm.
So from there, they started Mombasa 1. You see, it's because Mombasa is on the far end.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because me, I thought it's all. Kisumu is 042. Okay, county 042. Then, okay, so they started. So Busia should be? The 46?
39, 40. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Busia. Because Busia is at the border, Kabisa.
Yeah, no. They came this way.
Mm.
They started with the coast. Then I think from coast, they must have gone to northeastern or something, eastern, whatever.
Mm.
Then Rift Valley, then western.
Mm.
Then they finished with Nyanza.
Oh, they finished with Nyanza. Yeah, because naona
Kisii ni ngapi? 46, I think.
Ndio naangalia sahizi naona hapa. Because nimeona nini? Nimeona Kisumu ni 42.
Kisii
ndio najaribu kuona. Hii kitu yango iload. Oh, next. Let me see. Kisii. Oh, I didn't know. So, Nairobi was skipped originally.
Nairobi was skipped to be the last one.
Yes, Nyamira is 46.
Yeah.
Kisii is 45.
Yeah.
So, Migori 44. Mm. 45 Kisii. Mm. Nyamira 46. Nairobi 47.
Yeah.
Also, Nairobi, nikawa hakuwa, they didn't want it to be a county.
Because it's the capital, yeah.
It's the capital. Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, easy. Kenyan history nakwaga. Super nene. And there's a joke that I always make.
Yeah.
And the joke is I always wonder who was the first Kenyan woman to go to Koinange Street.
Yeah, it's...
And now, since you're a historian, wana jua Nairobi, when did Koinange become the headquarters for prostitutes?
I don't know. Because in our pre-HIV days, people used to go to Imani.
Mm.
They go to Nyanza.
Mm. Nyanza, meaning Nyanza?
No, there's a... you see, there's this place called Ambassador Hotel.
Yeah, najua.
Behind Ambassador Hotel, maybe a street or two, there's a bar used to call Nyanza. I don't know, I think it used to be called New Nyanza Bar.
Mm. Oh, okay.
There was Kakamega. There was New Nyanza Bar, there was Imani, those were the brothels of a certain level.
Mm.
But those who were cheaper were going to Majengo.
Mm.
Nilikata Shauri, Majengo Sita Rudi.
Mm.
That one was cheaper. But for people, and then those were pre-HIV days.
Mm.
But then getting old,
and
also I've spent so many decades without taking alcohol.
Mm.
And also being a bit religious. So suddenly I found naongea juu ya Koinange. So how they closed kina Imani, Nyanza, New Nyanza, Imani, those Luthuli Avenue area.
Mm.
But again, they used to, it's a bit confusing.
Mm.
It's like you leaving Nairobi when we... like you leaving... Nairobi,
yeah.
During the what do you call? It's like leaving Nairobi during ile TV ya mgongo.
Yeah. Alafu narudi unapata ikiwa flat kabisa.
Alafu not even flat. You come back when you come back during the days of you come back during the days when there is flat screen.
Yes.
Which you come back during the flat screen, which takes over nini. And maybe ulitoka wakati wa, what do you call? We used to call this TV. This is TV to call Nazita.
CRT.
Great Wall.
Great Wall. Zile black and white. Zile. Yeah, zile ndogo. 14 inch. Ndogo kwanza.
You go away. Okay. For example, maybe umefungwa kabiti. For so many years. And then unatoka kama, it is Great Wall. And then you come back and get flat screen, smart TV.
So that's easy. Ni thin even.
Yeah. So that is why I left when they were there.
Yeah.
I found the bit in Koinange. I don't know how they came about. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, because kuna nini. What else has changed, Kabisa, apart from, because you talked about Kenyatta Market.
Everything.
What else has been moved?
I used to work in Mandera,
mm.
taking money to my father. You give somebody
mm.
money, peleka nyumbani. You have told your father utafanya hivi na hivi.
Yeah, yeah.
You go there after 6 months, your father said, when you left here, you said, ninunue mbuzi tatu, ngombe ngapi.
Mm.
Now you have disappeared.
Mm.
What happens? Yeah.
Mm.
What happens? You have disappeared.
Mm.
But January I sent so and so. February mm. I sent. They didn't come.
Mm.
So you go back to but nowadays, if you want money,
mm.
your father to me at Tunaskan. There are so many things which have changed.
Yeah, yeah.
TVs were only in Nairobi, and TVs were black and white.
Mm.
So there's a lot of things you can take a week talking about.
Yeah, I love Nene. There's something that I skipped when we were talking about like Ian beating cops. Eh?
Mm.
Beating a cop, that is. Mm. I forgot. Ile time ya nini, you'd already retired.
Yeah.
But did you talk to any of your colleagues? Because I remember when Kibaki came in,
mm.
kuna siku tukuna arrest. Sisi kama civilians, we were arresting cops.
Mm.
Did you ever talk to a cop about that?
Nowadays, things are changed.
Mm.
Nowadays, things are changed. I mm. don't even like the idea of EACC arresting police officers in the uniform.
Mm.
You see, people see
mm.
someone in civilian. Mm. Arresting somebody in uniform.
Mm.
But these things started when Kibaki took over, where mm. we had civilian. During our time, huyo kijana,
mm.
by now,
mm.
he would be a person living with a disability.
Mm. Yeah, najua, yeah, najua.
People would go to the police station
mm.
and tell, people would go to the police station
mm.
and tell, people would go to the, yani, somebody would go to the police station and tell, kijiji fulani polisi moja amepigwa.
Mm.
Police officers would not remove their shoes, put on mm. police boots
mm.
and fill in the lorry. Anybody in that kijiji.
Mm.
Okay, we have moved from one extreme to another extreme.
Yeah.
But mine is only to say, some mm. people blame mm. me that, like I'm only saying, that was a bad extreme. Mm. Now this is also a bad extreme.
How vile umesema hivyo, he'd be a person living with disability. Is because I reacted to that video
mm.
and that's the same thing I said. I said like, he'll be lucky
mm.
to even be a person living with disability.
Yeah.
I think ni vile si tuliraiziwa. Kwa sasa sisi tukiwa watoto kabisa, nyinyi sasa ndio mlikuwa mna.
Yeah.
Watu wa siku za Moi.
Mm.
So sisi ni watu hii, tunasikia tu polisi, usicheze na polisi, polisi. Mm. So we grew with that fear of police.
Yeah.
That maybe yule ajui.
Mm.
Like police walikuwa dangerous sana. Alafu I think there's something that I wanted to ask you, like, 80s, mm. time ya 80s, 90s, mm. nyi sasa mkiwa vijana, kwa sababu kiwa kijana, eh?
Mm.
Kwa nini AIDS ilikuwa ina spread hivi? Because AIDS, nikisoma gaji ya AIDS, I'm told, I hear that AIDS was a homosexual disease.
Mm.
But AIDS in the 80s and 90s, ili ravage Kenya
mm.
in a way that makes no sense. Because sisi si watu, unaelewa, mm. wa hiyo.
Mm.
Kwa nini ili spread hapa, na ukiangalia hata hizo countries zingine,
mm.
haiku spread kama sisi.
I would only say two things,
mm.
especially Kenya.
Mm.
You see, in other countries,
mm.
homosexuals are open. Kenya, Kenya, they are not open.
Mm.
And you see something hidden,
mm.
in a spread sun.
Mm.
And another, while still on that one,
mm.
we among homosexuals, we have homosexuals who openly,
mm.
they are not homosexuals.
Yes.
You may even find somebody's married.
Mm.
Even the wife doesn't know that the husband is homosexual.
Mm.
Now, and then when the thing started spreading,
mm.
we didn't know it would spread that way.
Mm.
It took us time to alternate or to change or to something.
Mm.
It took us a lot of time.
Mm.
So it spread a lot.
Mm.
It spread a lot because of such. And that is one.
Mm.
It started from out of the country
mm.
by homosexuals.
Mm.
The homosexuals out of the country came and gave it to our homosexuals who are here.
Mm.
The homosexuals who are here spread it to their wives. Mm. Now the wives, and again, you find that these men during those days, mm. There was no care. I mean, mm. people had partner. I've just talked about brothels, several of them.
Mm.
As during our time, it used to be brothels, not streets.
So nasema, hapa Kenya kuna wanaume wale ni...
Tuko na homosexual men.
Mm.
Let me not talk about lesbian.
Mm.
But I'm talking about homosexual men.
Mm.
Ni kwamba... We have three types of homosexual men.
Mm.
Kuna... One who does one thing, and another one who does the other thing.
Mm.
And then the third one is one who does both.
Mm.
So yes. Utakuja ukute, when wazungu walitoka ngambo, from my police experience, there are ways people, I don't know, maybe hiyo ni mambo ya Mungu.
Mm.
You find that you can go to a certain estate, your brand did away from Futaga Bangi, but your host who does not take bang, it will take you 2 to 3 days to find bang sellers.
Mm.
You'll just recognize each other na mwanze kuuziana. But your host, so it also the same with the homosexuality. So a homosexual can come from, let's say, a Western country.
Mm.
Na akikuja,
atajua mwenzake.
How they get each other, we don't know.
But then
that is how it spread from Western countries to here. Mm. But you see, the Kenyan homosexual, especially, even those ones in the Western countries, you find that there's those who are even married.
Mm.
But even their spouses don't know that they are married. I mean, their spouses do not know that they are homosexual.
Mm.
So ndio nakuta, that is how it came to Kenya from out. Although a good percentage of it came from Uganda.
Mm.
A good percentage of it came from... But those ones which came from out.
Mm.
So from there it has spread. Mm. And also my age. Mm. You see, it took us time to recognize the seriousness of this thing and whatever.
Mm. Mm.
But then your age, you are lucky. Mm. Because during our time, you get HIV, AIDS.
Mm.
I remember, hata watu wengine wananini. You go to somebody's place, maybe you are in a hurry and munakula nae, then after some time, you feel like you should puke because umekula na mtu wako na nini. But that is why even the time when they were trying to, and I said, but no, a person with AIDS, you can even, we used to have such things.
Mm.
But prosmiquity, I don't know whether it has been affected nowadays, or maybe people are taking precautions.
Mm.
But during our time, it really spread and there was no medication, there was nothing.
Afuna kumuka, I think you're the one who gave the story of someone coming to a police station to complain.
Yeah. You see, there are many stories, but I remember a lady coming to the police station complaining that... she just went home suddenly, and you know she, when she got married to him, she thought that maybe that is the time where her husband and her father knew each other, but there are so many things that had happened. She just happened to be at home, and suddenly she finds she goes to her bedroom and finds her father and her husband naked in bed. So, and you see, sometimes we blame police, but you see, there are occasions when you go to what happens to you when you have anything. You see, the first place you report to is the police station.
Yeah.
Now, when you report to the police station, police, and you see, up to the other day, police were usually reservoir for people with the lower education.
Mm.
So you find yourself unapewa problem matter, you don't even believe in it. Something like that. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Na hiyo accent, tukimalizia, hiyo accent kwa nimu kwa mnaitumia? Because even like right now I've seen you talking about the cops and you use that same accent. Na time yenyu ndio I feel like it spread kabisa?
No, at our time is when it started dying. Mm. And I will not be shocked if today it's not there.
Yeah, today it's not there. Yeah.
What happened during the colonial time, Luhyas were very good in cooking and being watchmen. Mm. I mean, I'm a Luhya. Mm. And British did not trust Kikuyus to place them in places like where they could get guns or anything. They believed that a Kikuyus getting guns would take them to Mau Mau.
Mau Mau, yeah.
So we had the Rift Valley people and the Wakamba were the ones who could be trusted and be trained as. So when they went there, most of the... You'd even find even the time when I was a recruit in 1982, there are those NCOs who had that tribal accent. But you find the tribal accent of instructors in disciplined forces were from these two tribes. So that is how they got that.
Okay. May thought it's Moi that started it. It was colonialist.
It was, in fact, during Moi's time is when it started getting out. Yeah.
Okay, me thought it was more that was nini. Yeah, so kama kawaida Mr. Huatenge, asante sana. Najua hiyo jina yako Hua. Ulifanya mpaka ulinifundisha juu ya Arab.
Yeah.
Arab means son of. Ole pia means son of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Luo they say K. Kajwango, yeah, Budo, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Konyango, yes.
Konyango, yeah.
Mm.
So meaning Kotenge. For people who come from the lake. But the name is Tenge. The name is Tenge. And that is why in my YouTube I call myself Jitenge. Because of two reasons. One reason is that... by the way, good luck. I recovered my YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, yes.
It's called Jitenge.
Because...
How many people... Mi nimejitenga bwana. Not like the others. The others would wauliza vitu wana hepa, but nimejitenga to talk things. And then jitenge, J-I, that is Jimmy. And then Tenge is my name. So Jimmy Tenge, Jitenge. But Kwa Tenge means son of Tenge.
Okay. And hivyo ndio tunamalizia mikoni episode 321. This funnily enough was not a planned episode, so asante sana Mr. Watenge. Today was supposed to be just my free day.
Yeah.
But vile nimekuona nikafikiri mambo ya polisi tunaweza uliza hii maswali.
Koti ya mzee ikosi chawa. Ukaona hii koti lazima nipate chawa.
Okay. So kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia 321 tukisema eko nene.
Iko itakuwa nini?